Welcome back to the Inspired Incompetence Podcast, based on an actual session of Pathfinder. How's everybody doing?
I'm a little more disappointed by that start.
Wait, when did we stop playing Savage Lands?
Did we?
We're off to a great start. All right, so we spent a lot of time doing very little last session.
Yeah.
But we still got to speak with Dead on Yanthrus, the dead elf that was part of Aluna's crack team of problem solvers. We got some valuable information out of him before the Viper Vines, that are probably the ones responsible for his death, finally showed up to attack you all. It is dim light everywhere outside of Uhtred's light radius from his cloak. And everybody roll initiative.
Yeah. No surprise round, remember? Uhtred was so sad.
I was sad.
Arginus.
19 for Arginus.
Uhtred.
26.
Elias.
16.
Elbar.
23.
Yowza. All right, up first is Uhtred. The Viper Vines, there are three of them. They are coming at you from your west. You guys are like currently huddled around Yanthrus's body. So there's one directly to your... There's a Viper Vine directly to your west. There's one to your northwest, and there's one to your southwest. Each of them are about 20 to 30 feet away from you.
What do we remember about these things without rolling knowledge or whatever? Can we remember things? Because my character would definitely remember. But Joe the player?
I really don't know what you guys got. I feel like you didn't... I feel like none of you got the knowledge checks, because it's knowledge nature, and that's the least invested knowledge among the group. I think the Mariana got something for you.
I think the big things to remember really is that they have a 15-foot reach and a lot of grab and constrict attacks with their vines.
Okay, that should be enough.
You also remember them emitting a cloud of spores that kind of captivated some of the civilians and compelled them to just kind of line up in front of the Viper Vines passively.
Make easy meals of themselves.
Yeah.
Can we get a new knowledge roll against them since we leveled up?
If you've put another rank into knowledge nature, you can, but otherwise, no.
I believe I did.
I'm positive I didn't.
All right, Uhtred, if you want, give me a knowledge nature check.
And I activated my mask, which gives me a +3 on knowledge nature.
Well, it's a standard action to activate your mask, and it's only good for, I think, rounds?
I'm going to roll it, and then I have it written down so I can look, but it's whatever that was, +3 or maybe not.
That's a pretty big number.
So it lets you use Green Sight, which is 10 minutes per level. They have a caster level of 3rd, so each time you activate, it's 30 minutes worth.
Right, but I think just wearing the mask gives you a +3 on knowledge nature checks.
Yeah, that's just a passive bonus that you always have. It's the ability to see through plant matter that lasts for 30 minutes, which I think is still active from the last time you... from the first time you activated it, because it's only been... It was about...
It's probably getting close.
I think you bushwhacked for about 5 minutes, and then it was a 10-minute cast for Speak with Dead. I'll say...
As you said, we didn't do a whole lot last episode.
I'll just round up, from any, spare change worth of time spent with that active and say it's been 20 minutes since you activated it, so you still have another 10 minutes with that. But yeah, you always have that bonus as long as you're wearing it. But it is occupying a head slot. I don't know if you gotta switch something for that.
No, I don't think I had a head slot. I just had goggles, yeah. I didn't have anything in there.
Alright, so give me your knowledge check.
38.
That is enough to get you 4 questions about Viper Vines. A voracious, flesh-eating carnivore, the Vipervine has a single enormous bloom arising from a thick leafy tangle of snake-like vines. When the plant senses the approach of suitable prey through its sensitive, shallowly buried root system, it rises up like an agitated snake and unfurls its brightly colored bloom, an act that releases a cloud of mind-numbing pollen.
Do they have any special form of movement?
No, and I'll add that you know that they are exceedingly slow, with a base speed of 10 feet.
Okay. Any DR?
No DR.
Any, like, vulnerabilities to a specific energy?
You know that they have cold lethargy. Any exposure to a cold effect slows a Vipervine as the slow spell for 1d4 rounds.
Why don't you give me one cool offensive ability?
Well, you've seen the Captivating Cloud in action, but I don't know if you know the crunch to it. They don't have a whole lot offensively speaking beyond that in terms of like special abilities. So I'll break it down for you. Once per day, as a swift action, a Vipervine can emit a transparent cloud of pollen in a 60-foot spread that has the power to lull the minds of those that smell it. Once activated, the cloud persists for 5 rounds unless dispersed by moderate or stronger wind. All creatures in the cloud must succeed at a will save each round or become captivated. Once a creature becomes captivated, it takes no actions save to approach the Vipervine via the most direct route possible. If this path leads it into a dangerous area, such as through fire or off a cliff, that creature receives a second saving throw to end the effect before moving into peril. A victim that is attacked by the Vipervine gets a new saving throw as a free action during each of the vine's attacks to overcome the effect. This is a mind-affecting effect.
Okay. Uhtred is going to snap his fingers on his glove of storing, pop out his staff of frost, and he's going to use it to cast Ice Wall in the hemisphere version of it.
Okay.
And plop an ice hemisphere around the two guys that are kind of like northeast from Uhtred.
The west and northwest ones.
Northwest.
The hemisphere has a maximum radius of 3 feet plus 1 foot per caster level. So that's a 19-foot hemisphere.
Great. 19-foot radius. So from edge to edge, it would be 38.
So 35.
Yeah, it would round down.
All right. I think the save only comes into effect with... Any creature adjacent to the wall when it's created may attempt a reflex save to disrupt the wall as it's being formed. A successful save indicates that the spell automatically fails. So if either Vipervine, who are both adjacent to the wall, makes their reflex save, the spell effect actually fails. Wall of Ice is a 4th level Magus spell, so save DC is 14 plus your intelligence.
That'd be a 23...
Okay, first reflex save is 17. The next reflex save is 31.
Wow. I'm surprised they had such a high reflex save.
Yeah, that's kind of outrageous.
Yeah.
He's got 10 movement speed, but reflex is like a ninja cat.
It can juke with the best of them, but those jukes come in very tiny movements. yeah, as the ice is kind of like rising up from the ground to kind of like meet in the air in the middle, one of the Vipervines just kind of maybe almost because it's so stupid it thinks that the ice is like a creature to attack and just lunges out to try to like bite it, and that just makes all the ice crumble. So that was standard action for Uhtred. Anything with his move or swift?
No, I don't want to get out in front and then get grabbed.
Fair enough. Up next is Valbar.
All right. Valbar, remembering how well his last encounter with plant creatures went, is going to just fly up on his broom, and he's just going to wait above the ground so he can kind of lash out with his whip as necessary and ineffectually as possible.
Sounds like a character I would play.
Oh, that build, though. All right. I've only done this for a few combats, but I really like rolling separately for initiative with similar creatures. So up next is going to be the green viper vine down to the southwest. So it is going to slither up 10 feet. Actually, hold on. Yeah, it's going to slither up 10 feet.
Oh, I didn't even see that one down there. Jeez.
Yep. He's coming. He's going to lash out at Thalias with a tentacle.
Uh-huh.
That is a 34 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. You're going to take 9 points of damage.
A trifle.
And then it's going to attempt to grapple you, and that's going to be a 35 versus your CMD.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I hear you. That grapples.
All right. So then you will instantly take constrict damage. You take another 6 points of damage. Oh, wait.
No, you said 6. That's locked in.
Make that 10 points of damage. Apparently the constrict damage is a little bit more than the tentacles. Usually it's just the exact same damage roll as the weapon that did the grab.
Mm-hmm.
And as per the rules, you instantly move to the closest space to the viper vine when you're being grappled. And as a swift action, the viper vine's going to hit you all with a captivating cloud.
This is a will save. This might be a good use of your thing, Thalias.
Yeah, will save. Activate.
So this just cancels out your negative one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use a 4-leaf clover on this one.
And I'm thinking Valbar's part of that area too, even though he's 15 feet in the air.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry, Tom, what did you say?
I was using a 4-leaf clover. That's the one that gives +4, right?
The horseshoe is +4, but it's once per day.
What's the
clover is +2, 3 times per day.
Okay. Yeah, then use the horseshoe.
Okay.
Tom's mental barrier doesn't help at all with this, I'm assuming.
No, it does. It's a mind-affecting effect, so you're taking... So you're getting a bonus equal to 8 minus any resistance bonus you have.
Oh, then I wouldn't have done that. Fuck no. Are you kidding me? I would have been at a 22 for a will save.
All right.
Like, as a base.
Can I stack a hero point on top of that?
Yeah, hero point is a luck bonus, so yes, that would stack with the resistance bonus. Right. It would not stack with the horseshoe or the clover.
Hmm.
How many of these guys can we fit in a kimono?
These things would be guaranteed to be there for 10 minutes. They have to have a negative intelligence.
You could say that.
I think they might not have an intelligence score as plain creatures.
They do, but just barely. So let me hear everybody's will saves, please.
42 for our genus.
Jesus Christ. Also, you got a natural 20, so the total wouldn't have mattered anyway. You automatically pass. But you super pass, because that's ridiculous. We'll save.
Valbar got a 40.
Uh-huh.
34 plus 1 minus 1. 34.
Well, and then plus more from Mind Blank.
Uh-huh. Plus, how many is it?
You have a Cloak of Resistance plus 3, so add 5 to what you just rolled.
Oh, 39.
I'm just, instead of using a hero point, I'm just going to take the +2 from whatever one gives the 2s instead of 4s.
The clover.
The clover. And then the 4 from Tom's thing. So it'll be +6 to this roll. 23. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to use that hero point to reroll this.
Yeah, that 2 on the d20 is not looking pretty.
I literally had a conversation with myself, like, well, as long as I don't roll a 2, I probably don't need the +8. Yeah, 36.
All right, that is a bunch of passes.
Damn. I was like, will save is where we come to play.
Will's my weakest.
All right, yeah, in order to prevent any more Will saves, I think... But is it?
I mean, we're pretty good on Will saves.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Honestly, I'm going to go with Firebrand. I'm going to make even Valbar useful in this fight.
You say that.
And then I'm going to back the fuck up about 15 feet to the east.
While staying within the cloud.
You're lucky that that Viper Vine is considered grappled while it's grappling Thalias.
I've got him right where I want him.
All right, up next is Thalias. You are grappled.
All right. Yeah, I totally take care of this guy. He's in here with me.
All right.
But I get, like, super penalties for trying to fight or something.
The penalties from attacking while grappled are negated by the penalties to AC while grappled. So, just attack like normal. You're channeling the champion today, right?
Yeah, of course I am. You know what that means.
It means you can't do any cool heals.
Ha! Oh. No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say full attack. But now I'm thinking, I wish someone gave me haste, though, because that's a whole other attack. Oh, well.
Yeah, Arginus.
I'll fight. Freaking Arginus. Arginus will save me. I'm confident. And I can't take a 5-foot step while grappled?
No.
Didn't think so. Full attack. Let's just burn this thing down, release myself from the grapple, and then take care of the rest of them. That's the plan.
Remember, add a 1d6 to...
1d6 fire damage to all attacks.
All right. Give me those attack rolls.
All right. Here they come. 42.
That'll hit.
And that will be 31 damage plus 1 acid and 3 firebrand? Is that what it is?
Yeah, just fire damage.
Fire? Yeah.
Okay. The acid damage doesn't seem to be affecting it.
Is it because I didn't do the hiss?
Yeah. No, it seems to be resistant in some way. And you said 3 from firebrand?
Yep.
All right, what else you got?
Well, I've got another attack here for you. 39 to hit.
That'll hit.
30 damage plus fire damage of 6. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, what else you got?
And the next ball up is a natural 1, which I don't want to do. I want that to be something else.
That's too bad. Roll to confirm.
So I spirit surge.
You can't spirit surge out of a fumble.
It says when I fail a d20 roll.
You did fail, but no matter how high of a bonus you give yourself, you're still basing it off of a natural 1.
Oh, because I add to the roll?
Yes.
Yeah.
In that case, I hero point.
To reroll?
Oh, is that how it... Well...
That's, again, because you'd have to erase it being a 1. You could add 4 to it, but...
It's still a natural 1.
But I don't know. Can you reroll a specific attack in the middle of multiple attacks? Because you could do that. If you can re-roll a specific attack, like you want to do attack 2 with the hero point, like, and you could not get a 1.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can do that.
Yeah, well, by spending a hero point, yes.
All right, I'm doing it.
All right. So just do another full attack and give me the result of your attack 2.
Yes, excellent. Haha, 35.
35 will hit.
Yes. 29 damage plus 2 fire.
All right. What else you got?
And for my final trick, attack number 3, 25 to hit. Let me just look for bonuses real quick.
Don't think you have any.
Yeah.
You can spirit surge.
Spirits.
The thing you just wanted to do?
Yes. Yes, I am going to spirit surge for a 1d8. No one denies my champion. Ah, 2.
So that you get to hear if it was a success or a failure before deciding if you want a spirit surge. So I'll just let you know it was a failure. You can't accidentally spend a spirit surge that you didn't need to.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. So
what about a 27 then? Does that really shift the tides here with my plus 2?
That plus 2 brought that failure to a success, baby.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Dude, why would I ever be a Hierophant champion? It's so That's the lesson in all of this. 28 damage, write it down. 6 acid that I won't get, but it makes a horrible hissing sound. And then 2 fire.
Awesome.
Let that be a lesson to these other fuckers.
Alright, it is Red Viper Vine's turn. Alright. Red Viper Vine is going to move 10 feet to the east, and it's then going to... Actually, hold on. Yeah, alright, it's going to 5-foot step to the southeast, and it's going to proceed to full attack on Uhtred.
I'm going to use an Arcana point.
What?
I know.
You had me for a second there, Alex. I was like, wait, isn't that what he...
Yeah. All right, so here come 4 tentacles. That's a 32 to hit.
Miss.
That's a natural 1 to hit.
Roll to confirm.
That's a 34 to confirm.
That confirms.
We've got a natural fumble. Ooh, off balance. This Viper Vine can only take a move action next round.
Oh!
Wow. All right. How about a 38 to hit?
Miss.
And last tentacle, that's a 38 to hit.
Still misses.
All right. It's then going to hit you all with a cone of captivating cloud.
Is this a swift action for them to do this?
Yes.
I'm going to use my last charge of the clover to do a +2 on this.
Okay.
Velbar got a 28.
Arginus got a 36.
Richard got a 38.
Elias?
Oh, yeah, I see green. That's a 35 from old Dirty T.
Well, it's actually a 40, I think.
Yes.
That's right, it's a 40. The big 4-0.
All right, that passes all around.
Oh, I love it. I rolled a 2.
God.
Mind like a steel trap, my gnome.
Yeah.
All right, it is the Blue Viper Vine's turn. It's going to move 10 feet east-southeast, and it can't quite reach Valbar, who's 15 feet in the air, and 10 feet laterally away as well. But it can just reach Uhtred, so Uhtred, you're going to get another 4 tentacles coming at you.
It can reach Uhtred? He's 20 feet away.
He sure is.
Wow.
That's going to be a 27 to hit.
Miss.
And a 25 to hit.
Miss.
And a 40 to hit.
That hits. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That misses.
You scallywag.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get your hopes up like that. I was just bad at math for a second.
And a 35 to hit.
And that misses.
And it's going to hit you all with Captivating Cloud. I need another set of reflex will saves.
Ah, jeez. Oh, wait, I get that +5.
Probably. Yeah. I passed for the 28 last time, so you're good.
34 for Arginus.
30 for Valbar.
34 for Uhtred.
All right. Another set of successes.
Go us.
And that's going to bring us back to Uhtred.
Probably not smart to stand in this cloud, but now I, like, don't want to get too far away so I don't get the fickle winds. That works like haste, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same targeting system.
Probably going to take attacks of opportunity if I move forward. These guys also haven't really been hitting me. There was not a good place to go. I'm thinking about, like, walk it up, but then I'm in a flanking position for these guys.
I will remind you that I did give you the false flanker trick that I can activate at any point.
That's true, but that's only effective for one attack. You know what? How much... and I'm on my mount. I definitely have enough movement speed to walk right up behind this vine that's grappling Thalias. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just going to take the attacks of opportunities.
Atta boy.
All right, so Red is going to try to get you with a vine or a tentacle.
And I'll use another Arcana point.
It's a 39 to hit.
That misses.
All right. So it had a much farther reach with its tentacles. The other two will be able to make their attacks of opportunity with their bite attacks instead.
Well, green can't attack of opportunity at all, right?
Right, yes.
He could drop the Lias.
He could, but he won't. 32 to hit with a bite.
Misses.
All right. So two attacks of opportunity come at Uhtred, and they miss. Uhtred arrives adjacent to the green Viper Vine that's got Thalias grappled.
Are we considered flanking?
No. You would have to be in this square to be flanking.
All right. Well, I'm going to end so we're flanking.
All right.
And I move, so this is just going to be one attack.
Right.
It's going to be 32 to hit.
32 will hit.
That's going to be 12 slashing damage and 1d6 for Tom's Firebrand.
Yes.
3 fire damage.
All right. And Valbar.
All right. Valbar is going to fly down 20 feet south and down to be within, you know, within reach of Thalias. So he's also within reach of the Viper Vine that is grappling Thalias. And he is going to implant a different trick into Thalias.
Aww.
So Thalias gets a little free in body.
Okay. What does that do?
I can trigger it to give you freedom of movement for a minute.
Oh, yes.
Can you trigger on your turn, or does it have to be when, like, if Thalias begins his turn grappled or some other specific?
The mesmerist can trigger this trick when the subject begins its turn grappled or under an effect that impedes its movement.
All right. Yeah, so you can do that at the beginning of Thalias' turn.
Yes. But that's the end of my turn.
All right. It is Green Viper's turn, and I'm going to need Valbar, Thalias, and Arginus. Give me a will save against the...
But it is only Thalias and Arginus in the area for this one.
That is... Yes, you're right. Valbar is outside of that effect. What do we got?
32.
27.
Those will both pass. All right. And Green Viper Vine is going to drop Thalias and full attack on Thalias.
I was going to say, sucks to be the guy who's getting that.
Natural 20. That's a 40 to confirm.
Yeah, it confirms.
Uh-oh. Is this bludgeoning?
It is piercing. It's a bite pierce attack.
Okay, this could be worse. This is a penetrating wound. It deals double damage and ignores DR.
Okay.
So obviously double damage, not fun, but no extra bullshit effects.
All right. You don't have any special defenses against acid right now, right?
Well, besides all the awesome acid that I spit myself, no.
Oh, how the tables turn.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to lump all of these D6s in because it's got 3D6 acid with its bite. That doesn't get multiplied on the crit. But here we go. It's a big old chomp for 39 points of damage.
Okay.
And here come four tentacles.
Four tentacles.
Yep. 25 to hit.
25 to hit? No way. Get out of here.
All right. 36 to hit.
Okay. Yeah, get me there.
Natural 20.
Tie goes to the runner.
How is natural 20 a tie?
I don't know. I don't want to be crit again.
That is a 27 to confirm.
Doesn't confirm.
All right. And a natural 1.
Ha! Roll to confirm.
Yeah, I am. 38.
Good. Okay. No.
All right. Well, so the good news is that you're not going to end your turn grappled because it's doing tentacle, grab, constrict, let go, tentacle, grab, constrict, let go. And if it misses on its last tentacle, then there you go. So I guess I'll do CMBs for the two grapples that it did do. 42 versus CMD.
Yeah.
D. All right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It starts with a 4. Move on.
Yeah, and 45. All right.
Good thing you got your necklaces on. Because you thought the bite was where the damage was coming from.
Mm-mm.
So I'm just gonna lump these two tentacles and two constricts into one damage roll.
Well, maybe you should not do that in case it does set off his one of his talismans.
Well, I mean, even if it did, it'd still be a net plus or minus either
way.
Well,
it would. It, but it could. The way the order operation could mean that maybe two go off. Like, it does have some kind of importance. Maybe.
All right, fair enough. So, first vine is going to be 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And then constrict is going to be 12 points of damage.
Okay, and then my talisman goes off.
Okay.
And I don't have to roll this anymore, right? Because my O-ball flipping?
Correct, it is maximized.
And then I forget what the maximize is. It's 4d8 plus 7 or something like that?
It's cure critical, right? That's 4d8. That's 4d8 plus 7. That's 39.
Yeah, that sounds right.
39.
Nice. All right, second tentacle, 10 points of damage. And second constrict is 14 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. And now it is our genus's turn.
All right. Fireball. Everybody's going to be involved.
What?
You heard me. Fireball.
You say everybody.
I say everybody.
Just drop a nuke on us.
Yeah, no. It's going to envelop everybody. Oh, no. Maybe not Uhtred, but everybody else is absolutely going to be involved in it. Yeah.
But we're immune to his fire effects while the firebrand is active.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, way to ruin the surprise. Like,
Tom, what are you thinking? You could have done this elsewhere.
Fuck you. I'm going to do it wherever I want.
You just drop a fireball on the dead elf.
Did you just tell yourself to fuck off?
No. I told everybody else to fuck off.
You had a whole conversation with yourself that resulted in you like, fuck you, I do what I want.
I wonder how often Tom tells me to fuck off in his head with a conversation that I wasn't even part of.
No. Don't skew it that way. It happens with everybody.
Okay.
I'm
part of everybody last time I checked.
Yeah, you are, but like, don't skew as if it's like directed
at you. I'm not special
you.
Is just, what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Just remember, Alex.
I'm fine with not special. Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that. All right, so that's all three Viper Vines getting hit with that fireball.
Yep.
All right, so here comes three reflex saves. Just go from north to south. 30.
Passes.
24.
That might be close.
DC's probably about 20.
That's at 22.
And the third save is a natural 20.
All pass. But they still take half. That's going to be a 33, so yeah, 16 damage.
All right. Anything with your move action?
Arjun's just gonna, like, there's nowhere really for me to go at this point where there's not pollen.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could go all the way out over here. But then I feel really separated from the group, and I got a really high willpower, so I'm just gonna...
Just gonna ride it out?
Yeah. This spray isn't, like... going anywhere, like there's
it'll disperse after
it was like five rounds or something.
Yes, five rounds, or if you decide to cast Fickle Winds. But yeah, I mean, at this point it's basically a natural one, it seems like, will be what it takes.
I can fail it on higher than that.
All right, but I mean, either way,
but not much
pretty
higher.
Yeah, you have to roll real bad to fail on these. All right, Elias.
Alrighty, Rue. And I can't full attack if I use a swift action?
Yes, you can. You couldn't do your champion charge, but you...
Right, yeah.
But you can still
That's
full
right.
attack, yeah.
That's right. Okay. First things first, a full attack on green.
All right.
40 to hit.
40 will hit.
Yes, of course it will. 27 damage. Plus two fire.
All right. That hit will destroy the green viper vine.
Exactly. And so
take
now,
a 5 foot step.
What?
Take a 5 foot step.
Oh, I'm going to. 5 foot step-a-roo. and lay on hands.
You can take a 5-foot step and continue the attack on the other viper vine.
No, that's what I was doing. You guys, I see by my movement that would have been confusing. But yes, that's of course that's what I'm doing.
You move like they do.
Yes, so the second attack is a 20, well, it's a 40 to hit. And I know you're going to tell me that hits. So 28 damage plus 2 fire.
All right.
Now, this attack is kind of fumbly, this next one.
I'll roll to confirm.
Roll to confirm, that's right. Okay, 36 to confirm?
Does not confirm.
Perfect. And my last attack will be a 22 to hit.
22 will not hit.
Okay, but in my final action economy here, I lay on hands myself.
Okay. Is Spirit Surge an action?
Spirit Surge?
It's probably a free action.
Yeah, I don't think it's an action.
I have it right down here. Hold on.
Because if it's a free action, you could use it on that last attack roll.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't want to, surge my spirit too hard.
Fair.
Get totally surged out.
It has been ripped out of your body before.
Oh, I don't even need to roll.
Oh, that's just a cool 30.
Yeah, just a cool 30. Boom.
Very nice.
I love this character. Hope nothing bad ever happens to him.
Probably not. Alright, up next is the blue viper vine. So I'm going to need Thalias, Valbar, and Arginus. Give me will saves.
That's a 45.
Oh, I got a 35. I thought that was good, but yeah, 45. Okay.
I love how we're all competing for the highest number with the will saves. They're like,
dude, rolling 40s. They just hit different. There's something about 40s.
How about Arginus?
That's a 39.
Alright, you all pass. Blue's going to full attack on Thalias.
I just healed.
Yeah, he just also full attacked on him, so. Fair's fair. Natural one. Ooh, a natural 2 to follow up on that. That's gonna confirm.
Yes.
All right, natural attack. This is not the weak point. So, Thalias's armor takes 1d6 points of damage. Which is it's not going to get through the hardness of his magical full plate.
No.
Okay.
And the vine takes 1d6 points of damage and cannot use that attack for 1d3 rounds.
Wow. All right. So takes 3 points of damage and 1d3, 2. All right. Going to continue with its full attack. Here come 4 tentacles. It's a 30 to hit.
Nope.
Maybe a 30 to hit.
Nope.
What about a 30 to hit?
Ha ha!
Somebody take him out and blow on him. He's stuck.
Natural 20.
Okay, that last one probably might hit.
A 32 to confirm.
Ah, tie goes to the runner. I got you.
Cool. Can I get a crit card, Matt?
Yep, this is a tentacle, right? So it's a bludgeoning?
Yes.
Oh, no. How does this work? It's a crumpling blow, double damage, and the target is knocked prone.
I guess he's prone and grappled. Well, if that's what ends up happening. Is it double damage?
Yep.
Okay. 19 damage from the tentacle, and...
This is my least favorite part, lowering my HP.
Then that's going to be a 45 to constrict, to grapple.
Oof. Yeah, now that grapples. I thought 45 was a damage number.
You're going to take 9 points of damage from the constrict, and you are prone and grappled at the end of your turn.
Looking cute, feeling cute.
All right, it's the red viper vine's turn, and I'm going to need Arginus and Valbar to give me will saves.
That's a 39.
34.
All right, both good. The red viper vine is then going to move 10 feet east-southeast, which will put our genus exactly 20 feet away, and it's going to hit him with a tentacle. It's going to try to, at least. That is a 40 to hit.
If it was my will, maybe not, but yeah.
Alrighty. It's going to be 8 points of damage.
Yeah.
And... I rolled real low. That's going to be a 30 to grapple.
You say that like it's a question.
That wouldn't grapple some people, though.
So you take 9 points of damage from Constrict, and you are moved to the closest square to the Viper Vine. All right, up next is Uhtred. You guys took out a Viper Vine, but shit seems like it might be...
What do you mean, you guys?
Uhtred hit it.
I did.
Yeah, okay. Uhtred did.
I'm going to cast Frostbite.
All right.
Move up and deliver it on the blue guy. And I'm going to use an Arcana point to put a +4 on Vala.
Okay.
And I'll activate his false flanker trick.
Nice.
That's a 38 on a crit threat.
So 40 from the flank bonus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll threat.
Yes. That's a 36 to confirm.
Oh, looks like you got a natural 1 on the confirmation roll, so that automatically does not confirm.
That's going to be 11 slashing damage, plus 1 fire damage, and then 19 non-lethal cold damage, and it's fatigued.
And slowed.
Slowed. And since I did non-lethal damage to it, I want to try and intimidate it.
It's a plant creature, so it's going to be immune to that. You can roll 1d4 for me to determine how long it's slowed for.
You know, if you yell mean things at plants, it hurts them. Pretty sure you can intimidate them. That's a 4 for the round, the 1d4.
All right. Valbar, our ace in the hole, our win condition.
Valbar is just going to fly 5 feet forward and full attack on the blue Viper Vine.
Go for it.
All right. So full attack with the whip. That's a 28 to hit.
28 hits.
That is 6 slashing damage and 2 fire.
Nice.
Well, the slashing damage doesn't go through.
Oh, because it has natural armor and all that.
Yeah. So how much fire? 2?
2 fire damage. And then I got a 21 and a 12 to hit with the other 2 attacks.
Yeah, that's 2 misses.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Up next is Arginus.
I'm going to trigger Arginus's free in body. So Arginus now has freedom of movement for a minute.
All right. Arginus will still need to spend the action to escape, but it will automatically succeed.
Okay.
So that's a standard action to do that.
All right. And I move back 30 feet.
All right. It's going to provoke. Going to go for a bite. Natural 19 is a critical threat on a bite.
God, fuck.
Natural 1. Okay, again, I'm just going to lump the acid damage in with the bite. You take 22 points of damage.
Oof.
All right, and now it's Elias' turn. You are prone and grappled.
All right. Prone and grappled.
And I'm going to trigger Elias' free in body.
Yes! I was going to say.
All right. Now you're only prone. Well, you got to spend a standard action to get ungrappled.
Okay. So... help me out here. Standard action to ungrapple myself, and then a move action to stand up. Is that where you're going with this?
If you want to stand up, and that'll provoke.
Oh, well, I'm prone. What the hell else am I gonna do?
Yeah. All right. Well, the good news is this Viper Vine's bite is disabled, so he can't.
That's right.
Okay. With that. Now here comes the tentacle. That is a 30 to hit.
Ah, it doesn't even hit. Okay, I'm happy with this now. For a second, I was like, oh.
And now you've got a whole swift action.
Oh!
Oh!
Lay on hands.
Oh!
You're in my dojo now, bitch. Lay on hands, heal for 30. I'm the greatest.
Oh, and real quick, did I forget to do will saves? I don't think I did.
It's been our turns.
Yeah. All right. Well, now it is the red Viper Vine's turn. And Valbar, give me a will save.
That's a 28.
All right.
Really glad my will save is so high. That's the second 2 I've rolled on these will saves.
Yeah, if we had, like, negative, or, you know, like, some some things taken away our will save. Like, this would be a real problem fight.
Yeah.
But with these will saves being so high, and with Tom's genius move there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. It is still the Red Vipervine's turn. And he's going to keep his eye on his quarry, and he's going to charge 20 feet to the east, and then he's going to lunge out with a tentacle at Arginus.
All right.
That's a 23 to hit.
That might miss. Hold up.
Oh, let me know.
Wait, I don't even look at my AC anymore. It misses.
Nice.
Oh, snap. My AC is
actually...
Dude,
your AC is higher than mine.
Oh, shit. My AC is actually high. Never mind.
What is it?
It's 29. Huh. Yeah.
You can't talk AC with Uhtred.
Oh, you know what, too? I totally forgot that I have that, I gotta remember the Crimson Mantle, the 25%.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta.
You really need to remember that, Tom, because isn't that just
I know.
Going?
Yeah, 25% mischance all the time on every physical attack. 20%. Unless they have... Oh, okay. Still.
Yes.
It's a 1 in 5 mischance on every attack.
Yep. Also, something that I've been forgetting is the fact that this is, besides Uhtred's light aura,
it's all dim.
It's been dim light.
I think every actual attack we've made has been within Uhtred's aura, though.
Okay.
Yeah, with all grappling, we haven't really moved a whole lot. Yeah. At least I haven't.
I also have a dark vision.
Okay. All right, it is Blue Vipervine's turn, so I'm going to need a will save from Thalias, Valbar, and Arginus.
Yeah, take your will save.
It's a 35.
Natural 20. Oh, come on. Oh, wait, no, mine's higher this time. 35 plus 5, 40.
Ha-ha. Ooh, I don't like that.
Arginus, you're going down. Sorry, bro.
I'm going to use a hero point on that and just say 28.
Okay.
Just take the plus 4 for the 28. That's
yeah.
Good.
All right. It's been saving.
Yep. 28 will save. And Blue is going to full attack on Thalias.
Always Thalias.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
31 to hit.
You can't hit things as hard as you do and expect to not get retaliated.
I know. 31 does not hit.
Okay. 24 to hit.
Nope.
Natural 20.
Yep.
And a 30 to confirm.
Nope.
And a 26 to hit.
Nope.
Okay. You're going to take 5 points of damage from the tentacle, and it cannot grab you because you got freedom of movement.
Friggin' sweet.
All right, back up to Uhtred.
I'm just going to take a full round on Blue since I'm standing next to him. First attack is a 25 to hit.
25 will miss.
Okay. Second attack is a 33 on a crit threat.
All right, that threatens.
A natural 20 to confirm.
That'll confirm.
All right, the slashing crit here is called Stand Aside. Double damage, and you push the target one square in any direction. And the magic crit is called Vampiric Magic. Normal damage, and you are healed to the same amount.
Oh, that'd be cool if I had any damage. you said that one was normal damage.
The Vampiric is normal damage.
And the
slashing
is
crit
double.
Is double, and you push it one square in any direction.
Now, if I push it one square, does that drag Thalias with him?
I'm not grappled.
Oh, that's right. You're not grappled.
Hooray.
Freedom of movement, baby.
I'll do the double damage. I don't know what way I want to push him. I think I'm just going to roll a d4, one's a reroll. And we'll go north, west, east.
All right.
2 is north, 3 is east, 4 is west. Alright, so west, 5 feet.
Alright.
That did 30 slashing damage plus 21 non-lethal cold damage.
Oh, shit, I totally forgot this guy's staggered. Yeah, he's slow.
Alright, he can only make one attack per round.
Alright, so Thalias just erased the damage I dealt to you.
Oh, sweet.
Because that wasn't on the first freaking attack.
Getting refunds and everything.
And 5 fire damage.
All right.
And then my third attack is 18 to hit.
That will miss. How much non-lethal did you do?
Ooh, a lot. 21. Actually, does that get increased on a crit?
Yeah, so it's actually going to be 32 plus 5. It's 37 plus another d6.
38 is what it came out to on the non-lethal.
Okay. Alrighty. Up next is Valbar.
Okay. Valbar will just take a 5-foot float to kind of follow this guy west and coincidentally get out of all of these spore clouds and full attack with the whip.
Okay.
It's a 29 to hit.
29 hits.
So that's going to be 4 fire damage because the slashing damage is negligible.
Mm-hmm.
28 to hit.
28 hits.
That's 3 fire damage. And the third attack is a natural 20 for a 30.
Yeah, the power.
With confirmation rolls only a 19.
All right, that will not confirm.
So that's still 3 more fire damage.
MVP.
And then Valbar will use the swift action to use Firebrand's ray attack on the blue one, the one that I just hit with the whip.
All right.
So that's a natural 20.
Holy shit.
For a 34. And to confirm is a 17 against its touch AC.
17 confirms.
Yes!
That's a spell crit.
Unstoppable.
Yeah. This is nerve damage, which is normal damage, and the target is slowed for 1d6 rounds. Which is lame because it's already slowed from the freaking cold.
So wouldn't that go to the auxiliary deck?
Yeah, I'd say that's a straight downgrade then.
All right.
Because you're getting normal damage, so.
Yeah.
Crack that whip.
So 1d5 for the crits? There's 5 of them?
Yeah.
All right, number 5.
Number 5, double damage, and you may ask one question about the target as if you made a successful knowledge check.
What's its worst save?
Will.
Okay. All right, 12d6 is from the firebrand. That is 39 damage of the fire variety.
All right.
Thanks, Arginus. Let me feel useful here.
Speaking of Arginus, you're up.
Ah, jeez. All right, fuck it. I am... I'm gonna run away.
Okay.
I can't help but picture Arginus as like Jack Sparrow in these fights.
You're right.
Yeah. That is a very good visual. Where are you moving to, Arginus?
I'm moving southeast.
All right. That'll provoke. That'll be a 36 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Alright, 9 points of damage. What are you doing with your standard?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Are these two within range of each other for a fireball here? Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
That's gonna hurt.
Because I just used the firebrand thing.
Oh. Well, that shit.
Do it anyway, Tom. No prisoners.
Nobody tells you what to do.
I'll patch him up afterwards.
Yeah, I heard that from somewhere.
Oh, did our genus like? Did our genus see that? Which one did you aim that at?
The blue one.
Oh,
nobody has helped you in your your mad dash to flee from this viper vine.
Yeah, our genus is gonna do it. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
Come
God damn it. Is like...
Maybe
not. Actually, hold up. Better idea. Let's go ball lightning and do all 3 on this fucker. Red.
Okay.
It's more tactical, but less exciting, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. All right, so 3 reflex saves. First one's a 15.
Does not make it.
Second one's a 14.
Does not make it.
Third one is an 18.
Does not make it.
Wait, is there a fourth ball now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha. It's a 28 on the fourth save.
And that makes it.
but it still exists.
Yes, it does.
Was that 12d4s?
D6s.
Jesus.
This is probably your most successful ball lightning ever.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to go with 34 damage. All right, to this.
Pretty good. Thalias.
Thalias, hooray. I'm up. I'm not grappled. And I'm mad. 5 foot step, full attack.
All right.
Hey! Yeah! Oh my god, love to see it, love to see it. 33 to hit.
I'll hit.
That'll be. This dude's going down. That's a 27 plus 5 fire.
Okay.
36, that'll hit. 27 plus 3 fire.
All right, and that takes down the. Blue Viper.
No, no, you can't do this to me. No. Put him back up, Alex. You put him back up right now.
He is but tinder.
What
on the
fuck?
Forest floor.
I can't get to that other guy, can I?
Nope. Not with a 5 foot step.
Oh my god, Alex. There was two crits coming.
I'll tell you what.
My next two attacks were crits.
If you throw your shovel... You'll take a minus 6 penalty and it'd be a dex based attack roll, but you could throw your shovel at the remaining viper vine. How bad do you want it?
I want it bad. I'll throw the shovel. Go around. I'm all geared up to do a friggin' absolute piss ton of damage and the thing just falls over. Nuh-uh.
Alright. Give it to me.
How do I do it?
Well, so your attack roll is a natural 20, correct?
Yeah.
All right. What's the difference between your strength and dex mods?
The difference between his melee and ranged attack is 4.
4?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And then minus another 6, so subtract 10 from the confirmation roll that's listed.
Okay. It's 37 minus 10. I am going to look for bonuses.
I think that hits.
Yeah, but
spirit surge it.
Yeah, I'm going to spirit surge it.
Well, I'll tell you that confirms you do not need to spirit surge.
Oh, perfect. I don't need to. Oh, love this game. Hooray.
So yeah, let's get a bludgeoning crit card.
Yes.
Oh. This is a cracked rib.
Okay.
It's normal damage and 1d3 con damage, and the target is fatigued.
Yeah, that'll teach you, you fucking plant. Break your ribs. That's just how I roll.
You just learned a harsh lesson about being within 3 range increments of Thalias when he's about to crit his balls off.
Yeah.
Is this like crit rage?
Kind of.
Dude, 2 crits and the thing falls over. Come on. Like, that's outrageous.
All right, so why don't you give me damage?
27? Is that all I roll now, 27?
Yep, because it was normal damage.
Oh, but I get fire too for sure. Plus 4 fire.
Okay. And how much con damage?
1d3.
All right, go ahead and roll that, Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be big. 2.
That's all you need.
Yep. That's minus 1 HP per HD. That's a good chunk of damage to something of this caliber.
Oh. Yep. Sweet.
All right. And it's fatigued.
And its ribs are broken. Well, at least one of them.
Yes, it's fatigued.
It's got some broken twigs where its ribs might be. All right. That's Elias' turn. And that brings us to the Viper Vine.
Stop chasing me.
And we're all outside of the yeah. spores.
Nobody's in the spore cloud anymore. You know what? I think getting smacked in the head by a thrown shovel will be adequate distraction, and the Viperine will stop chasing Arginus. And instead it looks over at Thalias and it releases a very unplant-like roar before charging at Thalias.
Okay, bring it on.
Wait.
I just took care of your friend.
You can't charge while you're fatigued.
Is it really fatigued? It's a plant. Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't apply. Oh my god.
All right. Well, he'll get there eventually. He can't charge, so he can only move. Well, I guess he'll double move. So he moves 20 feet to the west, but that's his entire turn. Unfortunately, now he's in between Thalias and his shovel.
It's all right. Thalias does have a longsword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere. AKA nothing. All right, Uhtred.
I'm gonna charge.
All right.
Charge and swing.
That will provoke. I'll try to bite Uhtred as he closes in. That's a 27 to hit.
That misses. It's a 37 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. It's going to be 15 slashing damage, 18 non-lethal cold damage, plus the fatigue of my own, and then 4 fire damage.
All right. And Valbar.
Okay. Well, Valbar doesn't have that fire anymore, so now he's feeling particularly useless. So he is just going to float backwards and up a little bit and kind of just spectate the rest of this.
All right. If you want to feel like you're doing something, you could always, like, stare at one of the PCs.
No.
All right. Can't blame a gal for trying. Arginus.
He's definitely still staring at this Viper Vine. It's just not doing anything.
Sure.
Arginus sends his things over that way. Are you out of range from this guy?
What?
Matt.
Me?
Yeah.
You could definitely hit this guy and not hit me with a fireball.
Fine. Wanted to envelop everybody, but no.
I mean, you still can, just not as long as you exclude Valbar from that. Let me give you 4 reflex saves first. So 15?
Nope.
14?
Nope.
16?
Nope.
I think those are the exact same 3 saves I made the first time. And 16. I didn't roll above a 4.
Wow.
We're going up to 16 dice.
It's
16 D6s.
It's still 12.
What?
It's 3 D6 per ball.
Oh, so it should have only been 9 D6 last time.
Oh, I thought he hit with all 4 last time.
No.
Yeah.
So why don't you give me 9 D6 this time, and we'll just call it even.
That's fine. That's fair. All right. 25.
Okay. It's Elias.
All right. Well, no. Hold up. That was just my movement.
Okay, then.
Fireball.
Get on with
Fireball!
All right. Actually, because he's slowed, does that give him a penalty on his reflex saves?
Yep.
-1 penalty on reflex. And attack rolls and AC. All right. Reflex save for Fireball. It's a little bit better. 20.
Does not make it. Actually, 21, sorry. But yes, does not make it. 10d6.
You're lucky he's slowed then. Actually, he's also... Is he also fatigued, or is that the other guy that was?
Jeez.
No, he's fatigued. So, it was actually 19.
33 damage.
All right, now it's Eliza's turn.
Hold up. Can we appreciate that I just rolled 19d6, not with a disintegrate spell?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
It was good. Really makes up for those turns that he didn't do anything.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Well, and that one turn, I think, also like doubles all of the damage I've done in this combat, which I've only done because of Arginus anyway.
Yeah, but you are dealing your normal damage output.
Oh, my God.
Guys, that's not even me. Okay? That's just factual.
That's an Arginus burn right there. Without the firebrand.
I don't know why I decided to get so acidic just now, but
yeah, you didn't even do the hiss that you're supposed to.
Alright. So Thalias?
Yes. I pull out my trusty, never been used before, longsword.
Okay.
As a free action, probably.
You can do it as part of a charge action.
Oh yes. Charge. Charge and draw.
Alright.
And now, hold on a second. Champion attack is the one I give up to champion charge.
Yes.
which is perfect because I rolled a natural 20 on it. All right, excellent.
Lovely.
26 to hit.
Is that including the charge?
Potentially, I could surge this. Oh, is the charge plus two?
Yep.
28 to hit.
Wait, hold on. Is it considered a charge, champion's charge?
Yes.
That's right. It's a charge, but you can only move your...
up to your normal speed.
Normal speed. Okay, so you do get the plus two. So 28 will hit.
Excellent. 31 damage plus six fire. Sizzle, sizzle, burn. All
right, and that will destroy that Viper Vine.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Whew!
Wow.
Thalias
never do it.
Thalias killed all three of them with the first attack of a full attack action.
All right. All right.
MVP.
Rather, he stole the kill on the first attack of a full attack action.
And just to flavor that kill, I take my sword, which is totally on fire with Firebrand. I charge at him, and I don't stop. I go right through him. Slash. And I don't stop. I go pick up my shovel and look back, and everyone's defeated.
How dare you stand between a man and his shovel?
Yeah.
Well done, everybody.
Well, that thanks for including me in that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I was expecting that fight to be kind of tame. Because, I mean, these guys, Viper Vines, are CR 13. But, I mean...
I was getting a little worried with all the pummeling.
Yeah.
What was going on my face area.
It's and the CMBs that, like, can snowball real fast.
Yeah, once you take their constrict away from them, they're a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah. That was why I prioritized getting Thalias that freedom of movement.
Definitely a good call.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Okay.
What kind of loot did they have? Some sort of awesome stuff?
Find about five gold pockets worth of firewood.
That's actually a lot of firewood.
Yeah, I mean, three large-sized creatures.
And now that combat is over, I'm going to replant some tricks in people. I will give Arginus free in body again. I'll give Uhtred false flanker again. And I'll give Thalias... Yeah, I'll give him a freedom. No, he can have a false flanker too.
Sweet. Does anyone need healing?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Please. I'm like so halfway
toss,
down.
Toss some heals.
I'm okay, says Uhtred. Yeah, we know.
Hey, Valbar's okay too.
Yeah, I didn't take anything. They didn't dare attack the gnome on the broom.
Maybe they couldn't see him.
He's so little.
All right, Tom, I'm going to keep healing you. Tell me when to stop.
You got to tell him how much for.
Yeah, I will.
That's going to be more than enough.
62.
62? That puts me...
Puts him over.
We're there.
Perfect. This is the greatest thing that ever happened to me, this healing hands. Remember when it was half effective and then unusable? That was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
All right. So we should probably finish or continue following these tracks.
Yeah.
Might as well.
They were leading. I mean, we're assuming they are Garamel's tracks. And right. I'm hoping they're leading farther into farther towards Hammerrock.
Yeah, based on the survival check you made a while ago, you do know that you are maybe not going in a straight line towards Hammer Rock, but you know that you've been keeping track, and this bushwhack trail is leading you in that direction.
Okay.
All right, so you continue traveling through this trail, and after another 5 minutes, you reach another tree line. So you've reached the end of this like spider web vine area, and you return to a forested trail where there continues to be a bushwhacked trail. It's not quite so obvious because you're not like literally walking across like underneath like an arch just because of how dense all the vines and everything were. But there's definitely still signs of someone cutting their way through. this forested area. After another 5 minutes of travel, the tree cover has gotten, it's cleared up a little bit. It's no longer dim light, and the tree cover is sparse enough to sustain hardy shrubs and bushes in this area instead of, instead of the canopy not letting in enough sunlight. There's enough of it to actually sustain some underbrush. And I'd like everybody to give me survival checks.
As we were walking along, I'm going to use Pearl of Power to re-prepare Frostbite.
Okay. And after the survival checks, give me a perception check.
That's an 11 survival and a 43 perception.
15 survival and a 28 perception.
7 survival, 27 perception.
Oh, real quick. Can I have buried that guy that we talked to just now?
Yonthros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew. We'll take you...
Little expeditious excavation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said 10 minutes from the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no problem. Bear in mind, though, it's been another 20 minutes since that fight ended at this point. So some, like any minute per level buffs anybody has would be done. Any, like, 10 minute per level item buffs, like Uhtred's Keen on his sword, I think that's 50 minutes. But he did that before you entered the spiderweb vine area.
No, I did it once we entered the bushwhack trail.
Right. So I think it's just another 5 minutes on top of that, maybe 10, but you should still have that. So very suddenly, the bushwhack trail and footprints end. You don't see a body. There's no indication of whoever was making these footprints, where they went. The trail just abruptly ends. And you all hear a voice in your head.
How many intruders must I find in my domain? I will make as many examples as I must. You will paint the canopy a beautiful crimson.
And with all of your perception checks, no one rolled high enough to spot the danger approaching. And we'll see you next week on the Inspired Incompetence podcast.
Jeez.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
I was riding too high.